Welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and my guest today is Chet Sheehan, who is the director of fitness. I interviewed Chet about a year ago when he first started, and I mentioned that he was the fittest person in fitness that I'd ever seen, and certainly the fittest one around here. Since then, I know that he has dropped his body fat from 16% to 6%, and he looks even better than he did a year ago. And if you want to find out about that, you'll have to ask him. But we're here to talk about the program. Chet, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Bob. Happy to be here.
So it's been about a year, and before we go into the future, let's review what's happened since you took over here.
Absolutely. We, you know, a lot to do and a lot to continue to do.
Yeah, but, we started, you had just brought in the power plates.
Absolutely. And power plate is definitely a hugely beneficial piece of equipment. I'm still working on ways to kind of get it out to the masses. We still are offering orientations on a case-by-case. Mm-hmm. Email me. We'll get you going and get you acclimated and working on it comfortably, safely, and effectively. Mm-hmm. But besides the power plate, my number one goal was to not only increase class offerings, but make Santa Rosa and Montecito a little bit more equal, if not completely equal in the short term
and
coming
you've certainly
soon.
Certainly done that.
We basically, don't quote me on the exact numbers, but we went from about 26 classes to over 50 classes. In the last 10 months.
Yeah, and you brought in some terrific new instructors.
Absolutely. Aqua Fitness was a big demand. When I got here, we just apparently had dropped from offering it 5 days a week to just 1 day a week. So I knew that was a big thing from a lot of the feedback I was getting from residents that I needed to really kind of get on the accelerator. Brought in both Valeria, who has over 20 years of experience teaching it 2 days a week, and just recently brought in a lady named Karen Creasy, who is, as far as Aqua Fitness is concerned, the best in the valley. She basically opened up and started the entire Aqua Fitness program at the Palm Desert Aquatic Center, and she is teaching at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we have three instructors with Valeria and Karen, as well as Marlena on Fridays. So it's a nice kind of a nice combination of different styles.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to be meeting with them in the next couple weeks to really hone in on not just Aqua Fitness throughout Monday through Friday, but actually specifically for any kind of ailments you might have, whether it be arthritis. So Aqua Fitness specifically for this, that, and the other thing, so you'll know kind of what you're coming to.
Yeah, that's great. And, and we now offer Tai Chi. We didn't offer that a year ago.
Correct. And Tai Chi is absolutely gone above and beyond my expectation. I knew I was bringing in the best. That's always what I'm working towards, is bringing in someone completely not only qualified but also really a personable person that can express and educate to the masses, and all the residents here have really came to me and said they're experiencing you as
well.
Well,
I've done
some great
my share of podcasts about the results that have been achieved, and they're dramatic.
Exactly. And the big thing here is, like the valley in general, we are seasonal, but we, as far as my understanding, are one of the busiest year-round. About 60%+ of our residents stay year-round.
Mm-hmm.
So in the past, from what I heard from residents and other employees, was that we cut drastically the class offerings throughout the summer. I wanted to figure out a way to not have that happen.
Yeah.
And the annual pass we implemented was another new thing that basically allowed the resident to purchase that pass in January and have unlimited availability to all $3 classes throughout the year.
Yeah.
That was a nice way to get a cushion of money right in the first month of the year to throw across the year and allow classes.
You can expand your program.
Yeah, and allow the class offerings to continue throughout the summer as well, because we care about every resident here, not just the
season. Yeah, well, that's great. And you sold more annual passes than you thought you would the first year, right?
Absolutely. We found that a lot of people both appreciated the opportunity to go to a bunch of classes they might not have gone to otherwise, but also saved quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
A lot of people were buying the $40 monthly pass every month.
Mm-hmm.
12 months, $480 a year. So $200 was quite a big savings.
Yeah.
But really, my old big main goal is to bring people in here, not only that already enjoy fitness, but who never come into the fitness center and don't even know what it looks like.
Yeah.
And that was a way to do that as well. Yeah. And that's going to be my continuing effort.
Yeah. When speaking of saving money, you expanded the number of free classes that
Absolutely.
We offered.
We were offering anywhere between one and three classes a week that were free, and we upped that to about 12 classes.
Mm-hmm.
Also orientations. That was a big thing too. As much as your doctor might tell you, hey, you need to get on a fitness program, go ahead in the gym. Well, it's a pretty intimidating environment. And the orientations that we offer, I personally do orientations Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. and 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You just call or come into the fitness center. My sign-in sheet's right there at the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
And get into a slot and you get a nice hour of whatever you want it to be. It's not mm-hmm. my hour. It's the resident who signs up for the orientations
yeah.
hour. So if they want a back exercise or a knee exercise or just simply a stretch or how do I use the cardio equipment, you get what you want in that hour. So
yeah.
we sit for a few minutes in the beginning, and then the last 45 minutes is exactly that program of what specifically you're looking for.
And another free class that people might not know about is Tabata. Why don't you talk a little bit about what that is?
Correct. So Tabata is something that I've been working pretty extensively with over the last 6 years. It's been a program, it's basically a circuit of HIIT, high-intensity intervals, 20 seconds of pretty high-intensity exercise followed by 10 seconds of either rest or moderate exercise. 8 rounds totaling 4 minutes, very high intensity, but it's been proven to not only benefit you in the health and fitness side of things, but most importantly, spiking your metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fantastic for burning calories in the gym, but also after when you leave.
Yeah.
And that class, I brought that about during last year's Beat the Heat program. A lot of residents were telling me they were looking for a high-impact class. It's definitely not for everyone. There's no doubt about that, but there's modifications. So I highly recommend. The price is right. It's free.
Yeah.
Come check it out and see what you think.
Yeah. And one final thing just before we move on, and that is that we didn't have personal trainers here before. Now, both you and Desiree were acting as personal trainers, too.
Correct. So nicely enough, the board allowed us to train one resident per day throughout the Monday through Friday week. So we spaced that out so we can hopefully see 5 residents a piece per week. It's a nice way for, you know, to offer our services.
Mm-hmm.
And we both were, you know, quite a big value as far as per hour trainer
yes.
in the past. So
yes.
here I really want it to be an amenity. I mean, there is a charge. It's $40 for an hour or $25 for a half hour. But it is something that, you know, training 3 days a week with a trainer is great. But training one day a week and having a program to do on your own the other two is a
yeah.
fantastic way to learn.
Yeah. Okay, so let's look forward. The weather's heating up. And
yes,
so
it is.
Beat the Heat will be with us before we know it. What do you have in store this year?
Well, it's a little different this year in a good way. I know initially hearing that there's a $20 charge probably might, you know, deter a few residents, but the $20 charge that you're paying for is absolutely going to get you a good bang for your buck. It starts July 3rd. Sign-ups are right now up until June 25th. So you have plenty of time to sign up. You'd sign up at the front desk at the Montecito Fitness Center. You get a nice bag. Your $20 is going to give you a actual wicker shirt this year. So it's an athletic shirt. Completely changed the design of the logo. So it's a really nice shirt that you can be proud of wearing. And we're going to have it ready for you by the beginning of the program so you can wear it throughout the month program. You're also going to get headphones for any of the cardio equipment that comes with the program, as well as a nice coupon book that I actually make for the local high school in Indio. Bunch of different discounts on there. That coupon book itself sells for $20. So you're going to be getting all of that. On that coupon has a nice coupon for Shadows Restaurant.
Hmm.
So you're able to get a free appetizer with purchase of an entree, and you get 2 of those coupons in that one coupon book, and the appetizer value is $9 a piece. So there is a lot of benefit just in that initial gift bag. Mm-hmm. With the program, you're going to be getting individual free classes specifically for Beat the Heat participants. So there's going to be a schedule of classes outside of the traditional monthly schedule for July that's specifically for Beat the Heat. And only Beat the Heat participants can participate, and it's free, included in the package. This year I've implemented, I thought, you know, from what I found with the golf walk, that walks in a group setting were very, very not only needed but well-liked in the residents. So we're going to be doing at least walks Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm working on the schedule. It's going to come out in the next couple weeks for Beat the Heat. I'm hoping to get it Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We'll have walks. Again, specifically and only for the Beat the Heat participants, either led by myself, Marlena, who is one of our fitness group instructors, or my lead assistant, who I'm going to be hiring starting in June. All of that, you're going to grab some points for every class you go to, any exercise you do on your own, or any of the walks that you go to. Mm-hmm. And those points add up, and you get raffle tickets. And at the end, on August 1st, we're going to have a nice party with food and raffle off a bunch of prizes, from a 2018 $200 annual pass is one of the prizes, all the way to a free personal training session, foam rollers, massages, golf rounds at Sun City course. Definitely worth your $20.
Yeah, and you said people can start signing up now?
Absolutely. Sign-ups actually started the beginning of June, or I should say May, and they go all the way through June 25th. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next subject is we're replacing Desiree. Everett Desiree was a wonderful trainer here. Everybody that I talked to loved her, but as in anything, change is inevitable. And so what are your thoughts about the next person that you're going to hire in Desiree's capacity?
Well, you're absolutely right. Desiree will definitely be missed. She was fantastic. Very happy for her. She definitely had an opportunity she could not refuse. But she will be missed. But like you said, only constant in the universe is change. And her replacement is going to be someone who I have in mind, and it's pretty much in the works to start June 1st. I don't want to say who quite yet because it's not finalized yet. But she will be someone with over 20 years of experience as a personal trainer. She will have a number of certifications and background in both fitness, but also golf, yoga, stretch, everything involved in health. She is going to be exactly like Desiree as far as the schedule goes. She'll be teaching a number of classes. She as well will be giving orientations on the opposite days of myself. So we are going to be offering at least 6 orientations per week. So, mm-hmm. And really someone not only who knows fitness, but really cares, just like Desiree and myself, about the well-being of our population of 55 and over residents.
Yeah.
We are not 55 and over, but we definitely have the experience 10 years plus working with this population, and it is a difference, mm-hmm. working with someone who's 20 versus someone who's 70.
Yeah.
But it's very important that I get someone in here who has not only the knowledge but also really the care.
Yeah, that's great. You know, and this is a little out of order, but I just recalled that you're teaching a golf fitness class, which should resonate around here. And so would you describe to the audience what that's all about?
Absolutely. It's golf, stretch, and conditioning Mondays at 3 p.m. It is doing quite well. It is, unfortunately, due to the ballet bar that I use quite a bit of in the class, it's a 10-person maximum. So highly recommend, if Mondays at 3 p.m., that time works for you, to mm-hmm. come probably about 10 minutes before the class to guarantee your spot. But I am, as we talked about in our first podcast, level 2 certified TPI with Titleist in golf-specific instruction and training in a gym setting geared towards your golf swing to improve your golf game, both mm-hmm. in flexibility, kinetic sequencing to therefore increase your club speed, to increase your driving and iron distance.
Mm-hmm.
Very effective. 32 of the top 40 pros on tour have a TPI trainer that they train with, so mm-hmm. it's definitely something that if the pros are doing it, it's probably something that makes sense. And the person that I bring in as my lead fitness assistant is going to definitely be TPI certified as well.
Yeah.
Really want to bring that element into the club. But the nice thing about it, whether you're into golf, tennis, pickleball, or anything that's rotary, that class and what we in the future are going to be bringing here involved in TPI can help with all rotary sports.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely some movement patterns that are challenging. But the kinetic sequence of the golf swing, if you understand what you're supposed to be doing, then when you hit the ball and you're on the range, you're actually practicing something versus what I did 10, 15 years ago, just base good or bad based on the result.
Yeah.
You actually can feel when you're doing
it. Yeah, and I think it's worth mentioning that Chet, who's about the same height as Rory McIlroy, can hit the ball 325 yards off the tee. So for those of you who are interested in more distance, you're probably more likely to get it from going to the class than you are buying a new driver.
Absolutely. And 325 is rare, but I can get it there.
But it's happening. Okay, and the final thing on my list is that you started a video series.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So I was, again, like I always am, trying to explore different ways to reach out to this large community of over 6,000 residents. The View articles are once a month. They're great. The e-blasts that come out every week on Mondays are great as well, but I still wasn't getting, you know, the feedback that I wanted, and I felt that as me being just one person, I needed to find a way to reach out to everyone if possible. And I talked to Gus and basically found out that we have a YouTube on the website that I had no idea of. I'm learning things every day, Bob. And so found out that about the YouTube and decided that I'm going to really put together some videos of anything from a stretching and warm-up routine to how to use equipment to how to properly share equipment or anything. So mm-hmm. I just finished with a lot of help from Gus and his assistant Joe the first video, and it's a nice warm-up and stretch routine, 10 minutes, something you can follow, and I highly recommend doing it on a daily basis. So even for those residents who just absolutely no chance will come to either my stretch class on Thursdays at 8 a.m. or just the gym in general, they don't have to now. They mm-hmm. can just get on the computer and check out the YouTube video, and that's one of many to come. But I highly recommend checking that out because we spent some good time on it, and I think it'll help everyone out quite a bit.
Great. Okay, well, I think you've done a lot in the first year that has around here, and we look forward to talking to you again about future improvements you're going to make.
Sounds good, Bob.
Chet, thank you so much for coming in.
Always a pleasure.
And to the audience, thank you again for your attention, and until next time, bye-bye.